had that in my head. I always usually was never any good at geography. Let's pray and ask for God's blessing on his word. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you this evening having just lost ourselves in that sense of awe and wonder as we praised and we worshipped you, Lord God. It's just amazing to know, Lord God, that we can sing and praise you because, Lord, we know what it is to be sinners saved by grace. And it's all because of Jesus. But Lord, how amazing it also is to know that you, our Father, rejoice over us with singing. And what, Lord God, a chorus as the two meet. Lord, we praise you tonight. We just ask you, please, now that you would help us to hear what you're saying to us through your word. Lord, we're looking at there is hope. We know there's not a lot of hope out there in the world. But Lord, there's hope in Jesus. And we're here, Lord God, to tell people about Jesus. And to say, Jesus, you deserve the greater glory. Because you are the Lord of hope. Speak tonight, Spirit of the living God, to all who are here in Shiloh. To all who are watching on Facebook. To all who are listening to the podcast. We just ask tonight, Lord, please, that they would experience you as we're experiencing you in this place tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. I want to just again say thank you to Denise. She had the harrowing task of being up here last Sunday evening to speak on There Is Hope. And she was speaking about hope and disappointment. And actually, it's a subject that you really don't want to talk about, because very often, when we're Christians, you know, we always want to run about with a charismatic smile on our faces and say, oh, we're people of hope all the time. When we don't want to tell people, actually, you know what? We really struggle at times with what we believe. And we struggle at times with, why is God not doing this when he says so in his word? And to, you know, hear that message and to know that, you know, with hope comes disappointment. And hope deferred makes the heart sick. How many of us have longed and longed and longed for Jesus to do something, and very often our hope deferred has made our hearts sick, but we keep pressing on because in his time he will do what he wants to do and he will hear our prayers. So thank you, Denise, for your message. After tonight, you will be delighted to know that we have only 3 more talks in this series, There Is Hope. And it ends on the 17th of November. The following week, I had it on my notes, Sandra, the following week, the 24th of November, will be Shiloh's 20th anniversary celebration, and we really do invite everyone to come along and enjoy celebrating God's faithfulness with us here in Shiloh Christian Fellowship. And if you can't be here, we're hoping that you're going to be watching us live on Facebook, Kim. Okay, before I say anything else, I'm going to ask Mark to play a video. I need you to watch this carefully just for a couple of minutes. I'll tell you when to stop it. Mark, go ahead. Slow motion coming up now. Yeah. We just switch that right off now, Mark, on the X. Thank you. I just wanted you to watch that video for a moment. I've told the story here many times. I'll tell it again this evening. Of a woman, just click it off on the X, Mark, or click it off. Save your right click, and I'll say close that window. Thank you. Because they'll all watch, not listen. No, you're still. Save your right click the button. No, excuse me. No, I'll get it. Save you. Is that it? Yeah, see, if you just right click that one there. Yep. You see, hit that one. Yep. Just take that one up to there. No, you don't need that one. So, and then they'll come on as soon as you need that. So, sorry. I just wanted the video off. I don't care what words are up there. You know, you can sing away if you want, if I'm boring. There was a lady who was walking home from work one night, and it was very, very late, and she decided that she was going to take a shortcut. This isn't the humpback joke that I told a few weeks ago. She genuinely was going home. It was very late, and she knew that the quickest way home was to go down an alleyway. And as she started to walk down the alleyway, she noticed further down a guy standing in the doorway. Can you just bring that down, Mark, slightly? And as she went down, she prayed and she said, "Oh God, please, I have a very bad feeling here. Please, please look after me." And she walked past and she stirred the guy outright and walked on and went home, went to bed. The next morning she got up, and when she watched her news, local news said that half an hour after she had walked down that alleyway, another woman had gone down that alleyway and was very, very seriously sexually assaulted. So she rang the police and she said to the police, "I can identify the man who was there." And they said, "How?" And she says, "Because I walked down there half an hour before." So they had all of the police find this person. They brought him in and he admitted, yes, it was him. And the woman asked the police, "Will you ask him why he didn't attack me when I walked down there half an hour earlier?" And so the police went in and said to the guy, "Why did you not attack the woman who walked down half an hour earlier?" And his response was, "Are you serious? Did you see the size of the two blokes that was with her?" There's a story of a man falling overboard in a storm out in a lake. Fallen overboard in the storm, he's on his own and he's drowning. And out of nowhere came a deep sea diver from up below him. Up he came and lifted him to the surface of the water and took him to the edge and left him on the shore. A deep sea diver in the middle of this lake. There's a story of a man driving alone in very, very bad weather. And as he was driving along, he hit ice and the car skidded out of control and it went all over the road and it looked like it was going to hit a number of other cars and whatever else. And the man cried out to God for help. "Oh God, please, please will you help me?" And suddenly he had control of the car again, didn't hit anyone or anything. And he brought the car to a stop. And the blues and twos who were nearby had witnessed the car going all over the place. And they went over to speak to the man. And they breathalyzed him to make sure that he wasn't drinking. And he says, "The car must have hit ice, but it's okay." And the police says, "Well, I just wish you and your passenger a safe journey home." He was in the car driving alone. There's stories and accounts given by people right across the world who tell of angelic visitations and interventions that saved their life or prevented serious harm or injury. And the video of what seems to have been an angel intervening to rescue the person, teleporting them to safety, I can't verify, it may very well be a fake, but it highlights just one of many types of angelic visitations, angelic interventions that people right across the world say that they have experienced. Do you know that both patients and doctors in hospitals everywhere tell of strange occurrences that have led them to believe that they have seen an angel or experienced an angelic intervention? Elderly people have often spoke of experiencing arms of comfort around them in times of great trouble and anxiety. Others tell of strangers just suddenly appearing out of nowhere, thinking, where did they come from when someone was in dire need of help? Strangers just suddenly appearing to help them, and then just as suddenly, they disappear again. Numerous Christians speak of being in church services, singing praise and worship unto the Lord, when they become aware of a choir of angels singing with them. Look, whether these accounts are true or not, it seems every angelic intervention seems to bring hope to those who encounter them. Well, in a world where there's little hope, should we be surprised that God might send angels to bring some hope to people? I don't know if you've read your Bible from Genesis to Revelation, or as the drunk says, from Guinnesses to Revolutions. But if you have read your Bible, you will know that it is filled with many, many accounts of angels doing God's bidding, serving him and serving and protecting God's people. Angels have been used by God in his dealings with mankind from the very beginning, and he will continue to use them till the end of this world and in the world to come. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14, I'll read it, you can check and see yourself if it's there. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14 says this, speaking of angels, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Hear that? Speaking of angels, angelic hosts, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Angels are sent by God to help his saints, those who are being saved. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2, the writer says something incredible. He says, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. I remember telling the story about the woman who prayed for a long time, Lord, Lord, let me see an angel. Lord, let me see an angel. Let me see an angel. Please, Lord God, I want to see an angel. I want to see an angel. I want to see an angel. And then this beautiful day, she was out in the back garden and she was digging around her plants and whatever else. And from the distance, she heard the doorbell ring. And she says, oh, the hell with that. I'm not answering that. I'm too busy here out in the garden enjoying that. You wouldn't know who that is. Could be a Jehovah's Witnesses. And about 2 minutes later, she just heard a wee whisper in her head saying, that was your angel. Whether you believe it or not, that's up to you. I'm a skeptic. I take these things with a bucket of salt. Angels can appear in the form of humans. And many stories are told of such what looks like human intervention. And in a world where there's very little hope, should we be surprised that God might send angels to bring some hope to people? So why am I speaking about angels tonight? Well, I was saying this morning, last week I was looking at my phone, and in one of the apps, I can't even remember which app it was, but while I was looking at the app, this thing flashed up on my phone. And I knew instantly in looking at it, that will be my subject for Sunday night. It immediately caught my attention. There was this elderly lady, this image of an elderly lady. She looked almost saintly. You just sort of looked at this picture and you thought, you know, she's almost like a saint. They had really done a fantastic piece of photography on her. Her name was Celeste. I hope she's listening tonight. Her name was Celeste, and she calls herself an angel medium. An angel medium. And the advertisement advised, it told me straight away, click, click, click now. Angel reading, click now. And Celeste was saying to me, click, your angel has the answer. You will receive your free angel reading with your guardian angel's 30-day prediction for your life. How incredible is that? I started typing my name and address though, thinking, this is class. 30-day prediction for my life. Please let it be. No one's going to call to my door. I actually found myself starting to fill it in. I'm thinking, but I was filling it in to see, where's this going to lead to? Of course he was. But how incredible is that? Your angel, Tally Gordon's own angel, has the answer. I didn't even know what the question was, but it had the answer. You will receive your free angel reading with your guardian angel's 30-day prediction. Wow, this is class. Do you ever notice, like, I'm stupid. I don't know if you're the same. Do you ever get the email that says, hello, this is Mongola, and I'm living in somewhere in Africa, and I own a diamond mine, and I need to get rid of $500 million, but I need a bank account. Is there any chance you could give me your bank details? I'm straight in there. Straight in there. People are daft. I was looking at the Celeste thinking, oh, my own angel and a guardian angel, 30-day prediction for my life. This is class. For free, something for nothing. No doubt, if I was stupid enough to sign up for this nonsense, and I got halfway through it, if I was stupid enough to sign up for this nonsense, there'd soon be a cost attributed to it. Free angel reading and my guardian angel's 30-day prediction. What a load of celestial claptrap. What absolute nonsense. But here's the sad reality. These days, many people are discontent with life. They are uncertain about their future. That they will go to crazy lengths to find anything that will bring them hope or a wee bit of happiness in life. From horoscopes to fortune telling, from seances to tarot card readings or tea leaves, people want to know what the future holds or want comfort about a deceased loved one. And to cater for these needs, to cater for the needs of these people, Satan has produced a host of deceptive services to lull vulnerable, unsuspecting, gullible, needy people into his web of deceit. Do you hear that this evening? People want to know answers to life. They want to know what lies up ahead. They want to know, is there life after death? Is there any hope? Is there any hope whatsoever in this life? What about my loved one that has died? Is there any hope that they are in a better place? They're looking for answers, and they will go to crazy lengths to try to find these answers. And of course, Satan knows. And so he provides a host of services, deceptive services, to lull vulnerable, unsuspecting, gullible, needy people into his web of deceit. And I believe, and I don't care if she sues me, because I give all my money to that African. I believe people like Celeste. I believe people like Celeste with her angel readings and her guardian angel 30-day predictions are not only deceived, but are deceivers peddling satanic lies. And those who are fooled by them are believing satanic lies and deception. And listen, will I tell you something? You don't have to go too far to find people who are fooled by these lies. For example, and I'll point anybody out in Shiloh, you'll be glad to know, just go to the top of the Skipperstone Road and jump across, and there you have the Mormon Church. The Mormon Church exists based on the lies of an angel. It was an angel called Moroni who fooled a man called Joseph Smith to come off with this nonsense that the Bible isn't enough. Here you need to write another book. Couldn't think of it himself, so took half of the Bible out of it. But here is another book that you need to subsidize the Bible. And those people up there sincerely worshiping are sincerely wrong, because they're believing the lies of an angel. Make no mistake, people, the best lies are those which have an element of truth. And no doubt, these satanic deceptions have elements of truth linked with or attached to them. For example, some of you who are old enough, half of you, will remember Doris Stokes. Who remembers Doris Stokes? Don't put your hand up. I'm just about to say, don't put your hand up unless you want burned at the stake. There'll be a burning at the stake of Will at the end of the service. No, also, Doris Stokes used to come into this crowded auditorium, and she would just tune in to these angel spirits, who would then begin to say, is there anybody here with black hair? And they come off with all this nonsense. Now, they do say some stuff which has an element of truth. How did Doris Stokes get that element of truth? Because familiar spirits follow people, and they watch, and they pass this information to her, and then she lulls them with this deception that all is okay with your loved one who has died. It's lies. It is deceit. It is satanic. The best lies are those which have an element of truth. And no doubt these satanic deceptions have elements of truth linked with or attached to them. Remember, Satan was an angel responsible for inciting a rebellion in heaven, which led to a multitude of angels being cast out with him. And just as God has ministering spirits, just as God has angels doing his bidding, so Satan has a host of fallen angels working to deceive people and lull them away from the truth of God. If you are here tonight and you have been listening to the gospel for many years and you are still not a Christian, you have been lulled away by a deceptive spirit. You have had the word of God taken out of your mind, taken out of your heart before it could bring you to faith in Jesus by lying, deceptive spirits. If you're watching on Facebook tonight and you've heard the gospel over and over and over again and you're still not saved, you've got to ask yourself why. What is it that is taking that truth from your heart and mind? Who is it that is taking that truth from your heart and mind? Satan has a host of fallen angels working to deceive people and lull them away from the truth of God, and that includes Christians. In a world where there's very little hope, should we be surprised that God might send angels to bring hope to people? In a world where there's very little hope, should we be surprised that Satan has his fallen angels working to bring false hope to people? If people believe a false gospel, then they will reap a false salvation. Those who think that they can find hope in angels or answers to what the future holds for them by seeking to tap into the celestial spiritual world are placing their faith in the wrong things. In fact, they're placing their faith in the wrong person, if I dare to say that. They're trusting the belief, they're believing in the lies and the deception of Satan rather than believing the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, God's word says in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing. Listen to that tonight. This is God speaking. Be anxious for nothing. Don't be worried about anything. Why are you worried about the future when God says, don't be worried about anything? Don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. When you're anxious or concerned, when you have worries about the future, when you're unsure what might be happening about a loved one, all of those things that can easily distract us and deflect us away from the truth, God says, don't be anxious. That's the enemy at work to try to lull you away, to try to take you away from the truth of God's word. What God says, look, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Lord, I'm worried about the loved one that has died. I'm worried about the loved one that is sick. I'm worried about what's going to happen in the future. Bring it before God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard, listen to that, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Do you hear what it's saying? It will guard. Guard from what? Guard from the lies of the devil. Guard from the hosts of Satan that are working to try to take you away from the truth of God. So what God is saying, if you're worried about things, bring it to me in prayer. Bring it to me. Speak to me. Don't be anxious about anything, but bring it all to me in prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known. And then he says, my peace, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, you just can't even fathom it, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So let me ask tonight, are you discontent with your life? Are you uncertain about your future? Are you looking for genuine hope and happiness? Then look to Jesus. Look to Jesus who loves you. Look to Jesus who loves you and died so that you might have abundant, everlasting life. Look to Jesus for forgiveness of sin. Look to Jesus for peace with God. Look to Jesus for adoption into God's family. Look to Jesus, not to angels or any other means. Look to Jesus who declares this, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Genuine hope and a real future, ladies and gentlemen, are found only in Jesus. And Jesus, the prophet of God, cried out, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe so that you might be saved. Angels are real. I'm one of them who said, I used to believe, you know, if there was aliens, I told people this. I used to live down the Bloomfield Road and there was quite a big garden in this, the back of the shop. And I used to, friends always said to me, well, there's definitely aliens. And I said, well, there's a back garden, they're more than welcome to land there any night they want. And I'll happily meet them. Never turned up. Well, the angels are real. Not aliens, angels are real. And you may find this hard to believe. They are very, very active. Actively doing God's bidding, ministering to his saints. Perhaps one day you might encounter an angel. Would you know how to tell if it was one of God's angels or one of Satan's? John, I'll speak to you a second. Angels, ministering spirits of the Lord, do not rob him of glory. Angels sent by God, ministering spirits to do his bidding. How do you tell? They do not rob God of glory. If by actions or words any angel doesn't point you to Jesus, then it isn't of God. And the Apostle Paul says, if I or we or even an angel preach a gospel contrary to the one that we have preached, let them be accursed. Let them be accursed. Remember, angels are real. They are ministering spirits to do God's work. Satan has his, but if we keep our eyes fixed on God, if we trust in the Lord and without being anxious about anything, constantly coming to him, seeking his face, he tells us that he will give us his peace that will guard our hearts and minds from the lies and the deceptive evil angels and demons. But remember this, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Maybe them people from Ballinahinch are really angels tonight. Billy's got the blessing. I can see a glow coming from over there. But in ending again, let me just say this again, making it clear. God uses angels. Do you remember in the story of Jesus how angels came and ministered to him? Came and met him. Throughout the Bible there are beautiful stories about God using angels. He still uses them. And there's no harm saying, Lord, any chance, Lord, any chance I could maybe see one? See, the reality is, if you saw one, you probably wouldn't even know. They're about pointing to Jesus, not to themselves. But do remember, don't forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Let me also say to the people tonight who are not yet saved, what do you think is preventing you from giving your life to Jesus? May not be an angel. May not even be a demon. What do you think is preventing you from giving your life to Jesus? And it is this: Satan lulling you away from the truth of God, telling you, don't listen to that idiot. Doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, I'm telling you what Jesus says. Repent and believe so that you might be saved. And I hope and pray tonight that you will listen to Jesus. Let's pray. Father, tonight we thank you, Lord, although we can have a laugh, Lord God, about some of the stories and the things that happen. And even in that video, Lord, we don't even know if it's real, but we know this, that you have told us that you use angels, Lord God, as ministering spirits that you send to minister to those, Lord God, who will inherit salvation. And that's just so beautiful of you and so wonderful of you, Lord God, to care for our needs in that way. But Lord, we don't want to look to angels tonight. We want to look to you and bless you. We want to thank you for Jesus. And we want to thank you that because of Jesus, who is seated at your right hand and bids us to come to your throne room, that we, Lord God, can find grace and mercy to help in our times of need. That when we're anxious and troubled, Lord God, maybe about many things, that we can come and just lay it before you. And you promise us that you will grant us the peace of God that passes all understanding, to guard our hearts and minds, Lord God, to stop us being lulled away by the devil, Lord God. Father, please tonight, for those of us who know you and love you, help us, Lord God, to be open to the fact that your angels are actively doing your will. But help us also, Lord God, to be on our guard against the lying and the deceitful enemy, Lord God, Satan and his host of fallen angels that would seek, Lord God, to take us away from you. Father, we pray tonight for anyone who is not yet saved. And we ask that by your grace, the Spirit of the living God would fall upon them tonight. And that they, Lord God, would hear the words of Jesus. Repent. Turn around from living your life your way. Turn around from your sinful ways. Leave them behind. And trust in the Lord Jesus Christ so that you might be saved. And we pray tonight, Father, that people would do that, please. Or we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.